Hello everyone! Welcome to a brand new episode of 外資系裏技英語、どうも石井てるみです。外資系裏技英語、今週もよろしくお願いいたします。そしてお相手は、
Hi, this is BJ Fox. Welcome to
a... Hi BJ.
You said it before. Welcome to another episode. Hi Terumi, how's it going?
元気元気、家にいるけどね。
Yeah, this is another episode live on Zoom.
Zoom で収録しております。
Zoom must be doing so well as a company.
そうですね。まあ今 Zoom は景気いいんじゃないですか。Mm. ちょっとこんなこと言ってはあれですけれどもね、こんなに注目され始めた企業もないんじゃないですかね。
Yeah. Yeah. I bet Skype are wondering what happened. Skype somehow missed this opportunity.
え、Skype もこういうテレビ会議のシステムはあったの？
I don't.
Did they have this video conference system?
I don't think.The features are as jujitsu されてる jujitsu. They're not as robust. There's not as many. But you would think that they could have been.
なるほどね。Yeah. まあ Skype もそういった存在になる可能性があったということでね。Yeah. まあその界隈はその界隈でいろいろねあるんでしょうけども、yeah. とにかく今は私たちは Zoom を利用して、mm.Yeah. Recording をしております。
And in this episode, what we would like to do is, well, you know, in the past, we've done a couple of episodes on Wase Eigo, Made in Japan English.
はい、過去にもこの外資系裏技英語で Wase Eigo のエピソードをお送りしました。日本で作られた Made in Japan English、日本で作られた英語フレーズ。Yeah. だけど実際に海外では使われてないっていうね、それが Wase Eigo ですけども。
Yeah, so check out episode 26 and I think 16 for those ones.
エピソード16と26で Wase Eigo の回をお送りしました。
And we also did one episode about a phrase you should never ever say in 外資系。
外資系では絶対に言っちゃいけないというフレーズについてもご紹介しました。
And that was, in Japan, things are different.
The phrase that BJ hates the most.
Yeah.
BJ がめちゃくちゃ嫌いなフレーズが一つありますけれどもね、yeah. 日本では事情が違うんだってね、すぐ言う人がいたんでしょうね。ね、BJ の周りにいたんでしょう。
Yeah.
はい、そのフレーズは絶対に言うなかれということですけれども。
But, so this episode is about...It's not a phrase that you shouldn't use, and it's not necessarily a phrase that it's kind of Wase Eigo, kind of not.
で、使ってはいけないというフレーズではありません。しかも、Wase Eigo でもないし、かといって英語でもないっていうちょっと微妙な曖昧な。
It's like 半熟 Wase Eigo。
半熟 Wase Eigo。半分 Wase Eigo、半分英語みたいな。
Yeah.
半熟和製語にもな、あ、和製語だけど英語にはなりきれてないみたいなね、mm. ちょっと半端なやつ。それでいて、 and I think we use that very often, right?
Yeah.
In Japanese.
Yeah.
そう、日本人がめちゃくちゃよく使う言葉がある。
Yeah. So maybe it's time to change it. So that phrase is good job.
Good job!
Good job!
So BJ,改めて、good job ってのは和製語なの？めっちゃ悩んでる。
The thing is, I think it is proper English.
へぇ、proper English。じゃあ和製語じゃないじゃん。
But here's my theory. It's proper English, but I don't think two foreigners in a 外資系 would ever say it to each other.
外資系にいる外国人2人の人の会話の中では、まあ、外資系に限らずってこと。
Yeah, yeah, not, yeah, even, yeah, Ruben and I would never say it to each other.
Ruben と BJ が2人で話してても Hey, you did good job とは言わない。
No, no.
ネイティブ2人の会話の中では絶対出てこない。
No.
ああ、そう。
And I say it.
そうなんですって。
I do say it, but I only ever say it to Japanese people.
BJ はそれを分かった上で日本人に言うことはあるんだ。
Yeah.
You say it on purpose, like intentionally, knowing that the Japanese people say good job.
Yeah, yeah. I think I say it because if I say what I would normally say, I'd be worried that they wouldn't understand. So I say good job as a phrase. Let's say if I'm in the gym and we've done a good workout, I'll say to my colleague, my gym partner, good job.
あ、そう。
Yeah.
そうか、日本人が分かるからこうわざと寄せるわけね、日本人。
Yeah. And you know, and when I say it, I feel embarrassed.
こんな偽物英語言ってる俺恥ずかしいみたいな気持ちになるけど、yeah. あえて相手が分かるように、まあ、先ほどのね例えばジムに行った時とかにジムパートナーに言いたい時、mm. よくやったっていう時はもうあえて、
yeah.
Good job って BJ は言うけど
and,
本来は外国人同士だと言われる、
yeah. And I feel, do you know, partly I feel embarrassed because I, you know, as a British person, I don't think we say it at all. And I think it's an American phrase. So I feel like I'm doing like American kaburi. What do you call it?
アメリカかぶり、アメリカ人かぶれ、
yeah.
かぶれ、
かぶれ。
え、それ、like, is it embarrassing for you to use American English?
Yes, yes.、
Yep. Really? そうなの?
Yeah.
何それ? それはイギリス人プライドか? Does it come from as a pride of being a British?
Yeah.
Or what?
Well, I think I'm very proud of, you know, British English. I think, if I'm honest,、uh-huh. I think British English is the best English.And、
Whoa.
I know that maybe because of Hollywood, because of Netflix, because of Friends, American English has taken over the world. And I feel sometimes if I say good job or if I say soccer instead of football, I feel like I'm compromising.
本当はね、イギリス英語が世界で一番クールでイケてると思ってたのに、アメリカ英語が世界をこう、Netflix だとか、サッカーだとかいろんなもので追い尽くしてるから、うんまあ、それにこびてそれを使い始めてる自分ってのはもう妥協し始めている、
yeah.
そんな気持ちになるんだ、
yeah.
でも It's interesting that British people are, do really think that their English is the best.
Well, but do you know what? Do we really think that we're the best? I'm not sure. But you know, I think it's perfectly natural to feel pride in your cultureAnd if, you know, it is in a way, it's like globalization. America culture is taking over British culture. So I feel a little bit like we should protect it.
なるほどね。ベストとかじゃなくても、とにかく、まあ、
yeah.
we're proud of ってことだよね。
Yeah. Yeah.
うんうん、だから、ちゃんと British English っていうのは守っていきたいなと。Mm.
But,
どんなにイギリス、アメリカ英語が世界をなんかにはびころうと、British English は、yeah.守りたいっていうプライドがあるわけ、ね、
But let's go、okay. back to that gym situation.
Okay.
In a normal gym situation, if I was with a British friend or maybe if I was with Ruben, I would say, you know, we finish our workout, I might say something like, oh, nice one, mate.
Nice one, mate.
Nice one, mate. Good one.
Mate ってイギリスの人も言うんだね。
Yeah. Australians, English. Yeah, nice one. Nice one. I'd say nice one.、
Nice one, mate.
Yeah. But if I said that to...Keisuke-kun in the gym, then if I, or he doesn't speak much English, I go, oh, nice one.、
Uh-huh.
Then he'd be like,、uh-huh. what does that mean? So I instead、mm-hmm. compromise and I say, oh, good job.
Ah, 出た。ここでもコンプロマイズするわけだ、BJ は。
Yeah.
で、お友達の日本人に nice one, mate って言われても、yeah. でも私も多分何言ってんだろうって思っちゃうから、mm-hmm.なんか good job って言ってくれた方が、
yeah.
そういうことねっていうのは確かに easy to understand.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Thank you for compromising.、
Yeah. Do you know the、yeah. best phrase? The best phrase in the world is お疲れ。
お疲れ?
It's such a good phrase.
お疲れ様。まあね、特に用がなければ言っときゃいい、
yeah.
みたいなとこありますからね。
Say it for everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything, anytime.
Meeting finished, recording finished, football finished, gym finished. お疲れ。
If you don't have anything to talk with,、
yeah.
just say,
お疲れ。Because it kind of means good job.
Ah, まあお疲れ様 means, yeah. It shows respect、
yeah.
to other people.、Mm. Yeah. でもその、なんだっけ、英語でお疲れに相当するフレーズはないの?
Nice one, mate.
Nice one, mate. Nice one, mate になるんだ。
広げよう。But so I'm not saying don't say good job, of course not. In terms of communication, we've established not only is it fine, it's a good compromise, but maybe、mm-hmm. let's mix it up.
Okay, good job を使っちゃいけないわけじゃないし、全然いいんだけれども、もっと他のものと混ぜていろんなパターンを、
yeah.
言っていけたらということね。
So in today's episode, we're going to introduce you to some of those phrases you could say instead of good job.
Oh, good job 以外にも使えるフレーズをご紹介します。
Phrase one, well done.
So in conclusion, sales are up, costs are down. It's been a great quarter.
Well done. Well done to everyone in Team India.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Well done. いいね。聞いたことありますよ。Yeah, but, I've heard of that. Yeah. Well done.
I guess it means...
ステーキだ。ステーキで出てくる。
いきなり出てきました。
いきなりステーキだ。うん。Well done.
Means cook, yeah. But I think that means well cooked, obviously. Well cooked.
そうそうそう。もう日本人のウェルダンって言ったらもう完全によく焼けたお肉だから。
Yeah.
Well cooked beef だから。
Yeah. Well, in this case, it just means, you know, 直訳、よくできました。
よくできました。Well done.
Well done.
それってちょっとなんかさ、立場が上の人が言うこと。Is it something that, なんか you're...
Yeah, I think your boss could say, but in the phrase, you know, in the situation we just heard there, it's more of a, you know, imagining a team saying congratulating each other. It's like, oh, everyone, well done.
Can you say it to your friend?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So like, every, you know, there, well you'd done. Be, you know, BJ said there, well done to everyone. It could, same as like, good job, everyone. Same thing, mm-hmm. exactly the same
well
thing.
Well done, よくできた. Okay,
well
done.
I think this is a really good blanket phrase and it's really good for teams.Phrase 2. Nice one.
So, the pitch meeting to the board seems to have gone well. We'll have their answer on the budget tomorrow.
Nice one, Keiko. Nice one.
Oh, nice one. Nice one.
あ
れ、さっきは good one, mate, って言った?
Good one. Yeah.
でも good one と nice one は what's the difference?
To be honest, I think they're very, very similar. Very similar. Yeah.
Good one, mate. Nice one, mate.
Nice one, mate.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Can I just say something?
Go for it, producer Ruben.
If you're not fully comfortable with the natural pronunciation of mate, if you say it, it will sound sarcastic.
Oh, yes, that is an excellent point. Mate.It means friend, but it's also often used as in a sarcastic way. So, like for someone who's not your mate, you know, often when in the UK when a fight is about to start, people will go, "All right, mate," and it's got like a little bit of a kind of aggressive vibe. So maybe be careful with the word mate if you're not fully British or Australian.
Ah, じゃあもう日本人が愛に使わない方がいい。
Maybe.
Like if you're not native,、yeah. you shouldn't really. まあでもそうよね。なんかすごい感覚的なワードな気がする。
But you know, nice one and good one are very blanket. I think they are British. Ruben, what do you think, producer Ruben? British?
I wouldn't say it, but it seems natural.
Yeah, it seems natural.
Nice. I have a question.
Go for it,
Teddy. Now, when I was in an elementary school and playing soccer,
yeah,
football,
yeah,
みんなそのナイスシュっていうの。小学生の時に、nice、あのシュート決める。
Yeah.
Nice shoot! Is it English or 和製英語?
Well, shoot is, because in Japanese, shuto is a noun, it's a meishi. In、mm-hmm. English, it's a doushi. So we would say nice shot.
Nice shot なんだ。
But yeah, I think, but nice shot in itself is perfectly good English.
Nice shot.
Yeah.
Do I use soccer if your friend
nice shot.
Goals?
Yeah. Nice save. Good save. Nice save.
Yeah. Get shot.
But
good shoot.
Yeah. But equally, you know, if someone even more natural, I think if someone did a good shot and scored, you go, oh, nice one.
Ah, the nice one. なんだ。じゃあ nice shoot はまあそれこそ和製英語ということですね。多分日本人は結構言うんじゃないかと思うんでね。Nice shoot. Nice shoot.
And if anyone else is following football, soccer, centering is 和製英語 as well.Centering.
Centering か! Centering も和製英語なんだ。
Cross.
Cross って言うんだね。Centering.
But anyway, this is not 裏技サッカー英語。
Sorry.
So shall we check out phrase 3?
Okay!
Phrase 3. Great job. Hey Keiko.
What's up?
Just a quick call to say great job on that email to the client.It read really well.
Thanks.
So in this case, Terumi, the goal, what we're talking about today is mixing it up, changing,
yes.
adding variation to sound more natural. So here we've gone from good job to great job. And I think already that sounds more natural.
great job の方が natural.
Yeah.
You don't say good job, but great job. You say it.
Yeah,
it, often.
Yeah, because when you say when I hear good job, it's like a trigger in my brain. I'm like, oh, that's the Japanese phrase, good job. Whereas if you say great job, it just sounds like, you know, two words put together, job and great, in a very natural phrase.
Great job は全然ナチュラルに使えるフレーズ。へえ、great job。確かに、でも私も英語で普通に話すときに、You did, wow, you did great! Great job!
Yeah. Yeah.
確かに、yeah. なんかね、good job は確かに私もあんま言わない気がする。I can't explain why, but、yeah. わかんない、そんな気がしてるだけかもしれないけど。Yeah. Okay.
And also, I think the phrase, great job on that, or great job on that email, great job on that presentation, great job on that sale, is a very, very natural phrase as well.Great job,
great job
on that.
On ほにゃららね。
Yeah.
Great job presentation. On that presentation. Okay.、Yeah. Great job on that presentation.、Mm. へぇ。この辺のね、I still don't know how to なんか combine those words. Great job. なんか with とか。
Yeah.
With なんて言わないよね。Great job.
Great job with the, great job on
great job with the...Great job with great job on なんだね。
Yeah, great job on that. Yeah, great job with.
まあまあそうね。Yeah. せっかくだから great job on なんとかまで一緒にセットで覚えておくとね、
yeah.
センテンスにしやすいですよ。
So、ね、yeah, so we're just you know going back. It's we're teaching new phrases, but just also how to make add variation to the current phrase is also very important. Phrase four, well played.
I didn't want to be too critical, but I played devil's advocate and just highlighted that a price drop so early might affect profit long term. And it worked. The CMO agreed to our pricing plan.
Wonderful! Well played. Very well played.
Well played!
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah.
Oh, well played.
Oh, but by the way, this is what we say when we do play football at the end of the game, when we talk to, you know, when you maybe shake hands with the opposition, we say well played.
Oh, お互い選手が称え合う時なんかに well played, mate.
Yeah.
Well played, mate.
Well played, mate. Yeah, well played, mate. It's the same as like in Japan, you go, oh, お疲れ様, well played.
なんか見てた人も言う、そのせあの実際サッカーやった当事者じゃなくても、
yep, yep.
お客さんなんかも、well played!
Yeah, you often see it like at the end of a game when the player is going for an interview, the interviewer will go, oh, Messi 選手、well played today, what did you think?
へぇ、メッシ選手に例えばじゃあ試合の後にインタビューするときなんかも、well played!、Yeah.Messi さんって言うんですね。
So, but it's because of it's got a different type of meaning within the business context. What do you think that、mm-hmm. could be? So, here an example,、they were talking to the CMO, the chief marketing officer, and they got the plan through. They got the plan approved. BJ says, "Well played." What do you think that could mean?
え、どういうこと? BJ, well, wonderful, well played. よくやった。
Yeah,
it means.
It does mean yokuyatta. It means essentially good job, means yokuyatta. But I think it's got another meaning within that as in、maybe like sakusen dori. Well, that went.
うまいことやったみたいなことなんだ
yeah, you did that well. You were being clever.、so it's really good like in terms of negotiation.
じゃあそのプロセスも含めて You、yeah. like、evaluate the process、
yeah.
その意味もちょっと含まれているのが、mm-hmm. Well played、
yeah.
だからサッカーなんかでも使えるっていうことなのね、
yeah. So like if in terms of an email perhaps if you're sending an email that you're trying to convince a client to do something and it works you'd be like Oh nice one on that email Great job on that email Well played So great job on email、
mm-hmm.
Well played You got the result that you were going forfor
なるほど、その自分の作戦通り、そのもう欲しかった結果に向けてよくできましたっていう意味で、yeah. well played、
うん、
そういうプロセス作戦を褒めているっていう時に well played、
yeah.
well played on that email とは言わない言わない、
no. well played with the well played with that email
Wait, ここは with なの
I don't know why I don't know why
I don't know why I'll never know why 混乱Well played with that email ね、
yeah.
難しい Well 難しいですよね皆さんねここは with なんですって Well played with that email、
yeah. Phrase 5 Smashed it Nailed it
How was that presentation? Did I sound nervous? I was sweating.
Sweating? Mate, you smashed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Whoa, smashed it.
Nailed it. Now, essentially,
nailed it.
They mean the same thing. And it means really, really good job.
Ha ha. Haneta ne mitaina.
Yeah. So often, you know, it's used for like a singular action, like a presentation perhaps, or a negotiation where you go in there, you have a target and you get the result. Smashed it.
Oh, singular action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you wouldn't use it at the end of the day because that's a long process. But if there's something the person's done, email, presentation, one like individual thing, then you can say, you know, good job on that. Smashed it.
あの、一日の終わりなんかに今日お疲れ様、今日はよくやったねとかじゃなくて、ちょっと一つの結果を出したいとき、これが決まるかどうか、なんかうまくいくかいかないかみたいなときとかによくやったっていう意味で、受けるか受けないかとか、そういうことでしょ。
Oh, actually, you said 受けるか受けないか。 We often use it in comedy.
あ、やっぱりそうなんだ。
Yeah.
受けたか、あ、だからあのジョークはででってねえ、Did it smash とか言うの？
Yeah, did it smash? You could actually say, did it smash? Did I smash?
Did I nail とか言う
の？ No, you don't say nail actually, no. But after, you know, after the comedy live, you know, like say Ruben's done one of his songs, he's done really well, big round of applause, I'll come off and say, well, you smashed it, mate. You smashed that, Ruben. You nailed that.
You nailed that とか、you smashed that.
Yeah.
なんだ。え、Ruben、今日めっちゃ受けてたよって英語でなんて言うの？
Ruben smashed tonight.
Ruben smashed tonight. なんだ、yeah. Wow. 私ね、実あの、お笑いとは別にね、コメディとは別に、I love watching figure skating. And、yeah. I remember when 伊藤みどりさんっていう、すごい legendary figure skater が日本にいるんだけど、その方が、ね、1989年の世界選手権でトリプルアクセルを決めた瞬間に、
Nailed it! Yeah, actually, that's interesting. That's exactly the perfect usage because nailed it maybe has got that meaning of doing something very, very difficult, whereas smashed it has that meaning of getting a reaction.
あ、そうなんだ。じゃあ、トリプルアクセル、ジャンプが決まった時に、She smashed it! とは言わない。
I think that would be more like if the audience is like clapping wildly. She smashed that routine, yeah.Yeah, well, that's very interesting to hear for me as well because I can now see the difference.
ね、じゃあスマッシュとネイルもちょっとまた違いがあると。Yeah. じゃあすごい難しい技が、
yeah.
What, I don't know, なんだろうな。
Yeah, like you wouldn't...
例えば...
Okay, oh, sorry. Can I just give an example? But... Like in comedy, let's say if Ruben nailed the song, he nailed it, versus he smashed it, Nailed it means he did everything perfectly, every line, every note. Smashed it is referring to the reaction the audience
reaction.
gave.
Reaction. Ah, 分かりやすい。なるほどね。
I'm feeling very good about myself right now. I haven't performed live in more than a month, but I feel really good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Like Ruben, it is smashing. Yeah. Yeah,
but I think like going back to talk about Ruben, when we did the Badi Bada, that was the best time he's ever smashed. He nailed that song that night. Like everything went perfectly. The tone, the singing, the flipping, smashed it.
Okay, so you nailed it and smashed it. The yeah. audience.
Yeah,
smashed the audience, do you want to?
Smashed the audience, no. Smashed, you'd say smashed the show, smashed the gig.
Smashed the show, hey.
Yeah.
Also, just one thing about the figure skating. I think nailed it especially is used in things like one particular difficult move.
Yeah.
そう。
Yeah.
それで使われてた。そう。だから、the 解説者ってなんて言うんだろう、英語で。
Commentator.
Commentator was not using at the end of the program. Yeah. He was just referring to one very difficult jump.
Yeah, yeah.
When she successfully landed, like he was shouting, like nailed it.
Yeah.
So I was wondering what nail means, and 調べてたの。爪 nail.
I think it's more like the neji.
Neji なんだね。
That's a screw.
辞書に。
That's a screw. But like the yeah. So thank you very much. I just want to say at the end, anyone who's using good job, we're not criticizing you in any way.
グッドジョブをもしかしたら英語の会話の中で使われてた方もいるかもしれませんけれども、それが決してダメということではないんですよね。
But in order to sound a little bit more natural, to sound a little bit more native, just mix it up.
だけどもうちょっとこなれた英語にするためには、それこそ great job にするだけでだいぶこなれた雰囲気が出るので、ちょっといろいろな表現をミックスして使ってみてほしいなと思います。
Yeah. And also,say these things because complimenting other people in your team is a positive thing to do.
そしてね、こういったポジティブなフレーズをどんどん使ってみてほしいと思いますね。チームメンバーを褒めるってのはお互いのモチベーションも上げるし、すごくチームのモチベーションも上がる言葉なので、どんどん使っていきましょう。
Yeah, it's good team building. Good team building.
チームビルディングにはもってこいの言葉ですね。
Yeah, especially in the current days of messaging and Slack and remote work, it's hard to...you know, connect with your colleagues that much. So if you see something positive that they've done, say, tell them, say, oh, great job on that message.
まあ、特にね、最近は、まあ、リモートで働かれてる方も多いと思います。メッセンジャーですとか、スラックだとかでの会話のみになってくる。こんな時だからこそ、もうさっきのイメール良かったようだとか、そういった言葉とかお互いどんどん交わしていけたらいいんじゃないでしょうか。
Yeah. Anyway, nice one, Terumi. Thank you very much.
Nice one. ちょっと待って、どれ使おうかな。BJ, you smashed it.
Good. Thank you. oh, before we go, just a few things. Remember, check us out on Instagram and Twitter at urawazaeigo.
はい、皆さん、アットマーク urawazaeigo でインスタとツイッターやってるので、ぜひチェックしてください。
And make sure we haven't said it for a while, but check out Cambly. You know, we're working from home. This is the perfect time to practice English. Go to Cambly and use the promo code urawaza in kanji.
はい、キャンブリーというオンライン英会話、いつでもどこでもすぐにネイティブの方と英語のオンラインレッスンができるというアプリ、今こそお家で英語勉強するにはもってこいの時期なので、ぜひキャンブリーのサイトに行って、裏技って漢字2文字で、入力するだけで15分の無料トライアルできるので、ぜひ試してみてください、
yeah. And don't forget, check us、go to our YouTube page as well, because we should be putting up this video, this Zoom chat on YouTube as well
この私たち今 Zoom でねレコーディングしてるんですけれども、こちらの話している様子も YouTube に上げちゃうので、そちらもよかったら覗いてみてください。 Check out my no make Tell me it's no makeup、
yep. See you soon. Bye.
Okay. See you soon. Thank you very much, guys. Bye bye.
Buddha was an ego. Business English is so hard.